Well, we are concerned that this post Entebbe proposal presents an extremely bloated government for South Sudan. The governance structures presented, for example, with the 550 legislators, is just too huge for South Sudan to fund with its current economic status. The legislative, the executive as well, is proposed to be 45, and this is extremely large again for our population size and the economy. When you look at the countries in the region, you find that there are countries like Uganda with population of over 30 million, countries like Kenya, Sudan, and Ethiopia with a population of over 100 million. They do not have parliaments that compared to what they have proposed for South Sudan. Their parliaments are smaller, their executive ministers are few compared to what have been proposed for South Sudan. And to be sincere, we cannot spend a transitional period using government structures as a channel of funding individuals just to keep them running instead of using resources that may be available to help the humanitarian situation in our country and deliver on the commitments of the peace agreement. So we feel that the structures proposed are extremely huge, and so it is necessary that the mediation team looks at this and reduces. So we have made our submission. In our submission, we have proposed that the cabinet should be limited, so lean and limited to about 18 ministries only, and that the parliament should also be reduced, that the transitional national legislative assembly that will be in the revitalized transitional government should consist of not more than 200 members of parliament. At least this parliament may be robust and can deliver effectively and efficiently on the commitments of the peace agreement, so
yes.
that the government structures are not used simply to accommodate people and produce no results, especially in delivering on the outcomes of the peace agreement. So we are concerned that these proposed governance structures are huge, and so they should be reduced.
Yes, and your proposal seems to be, or your recommendations to be, seem to be having a huge difference and gap from 550, you want only around 200 legislators, and from the 45 executive, which are the ministries, the civil society is proposing 18, if I get you right. Don't you think this is going to be very difficult to come to a compromise?
Well, we don't see, honestly, any crime that the people of South Sudan have committed to warrant them funding such a huge structure of government. And the proposal we are making is in line with the structures of governance in the region. When you look at Uganda, with the population it has, more than three times the population of South Sudan, it has about 20 ministries only. When you go to Ethiopia, with a population size that is more than seven times the population of South Sudan, it has about 20 ministries only. And so we don't see why South Sudan would be burdened with over 45 ministries with a population of only 13 million people and an economy that is desperately collapsing.
All right, let's talk about the other outstanding issues in this proposal. Was the issue of maintaining the 32 states, and also we look at the issue of the issue of Council of States. What is the position of the civil society?
Well, with the Council of States, there is very little change made in the Council of States. And our concern is more about the number of the states. And we believe that this peace process is meant to solve problems and really address core issues of South Sudan to ensure a lasting peace in our country. And in that regard, we believe that the current 32 states still bear issues to do with boundaries. And we feel that it is appropriate for this arrangement to consider structures that have already been there in existence and do not have and have clear boundaries, and so that will be helpful to reduce issues of conflicts over boundaries, especially created by the new state. And in that regard, we recommend a consideration of either the 10 states or the 22 old districts of South Sudan.
All right. Just before you go, now that you have presented yours, you're waiting to meet with the mediators. When is that happening? Or what happens now?
We submitted our... Exactly. What happens now is we're waiting for a communication from the mediation team for a meeting, a face-to-face discussion with them, so that we're able to provide a little more explanation on the submission that we have made. And our submission is informed by the situation back home, especially the economy, and also the concerns that we have gathered with regard to the challenges facing the communities, and also the issues relating to conflicts created by the creation of the new state. And so we'll have an opportunity, hopefully, to have a discussion with them and share these views. And we hope that they will consider the concerns that we have presented, so that at least we have a reasonable system of structures of governance that are created to help us focus more on addressing the situation in our country.
All right, Rajab, thank you so much for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time.